ethics can be an important part of emerging technology. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nancy Jecker, professor in the Department of Bioethics and Humanities at the University of Washington School of Medicine, discusses one instance where it's vital to be careful.
Brain-computer interface, or BCI, is an emerging technology that connects people's brains directly with a computer. Basically, a person thinks about what they want to do, their brain signals are picked up by the BCI device and decoded, and the device transmits an instruction to an output device to carry out the desired action. For example, someone immobilized by paralysis thinks about moving a glass to drink, the computer decodes their brain signals and tells a robotic arm to raise a glass. BCI's primary application is helping people with severe disease recover function. Researchers are exploring future applications for healthy people in areas like entertainment, attention monitoring, and the military. As we extend BCI beyond medicine, it carries potential risks, such as brain hacking, information theft, and behavior control. Responsible BCI use requires ethics. One approach, utilitarianism, prescribes maximizing overall well-being for everyone affected. A second holds that people have certain rights when it comes to their brain, neurorights, that must be protected even if doing so does not create the greatest good. I have defended supplementing neurorights with the capability view. It holds that respecting human dignity requires protecting a much broader range of capabilities, such as the ability to be physically and mentally healthy, relate to others, feel a range of human emotions, exercise senses, imagination, and thought, and regulate our environment. With BCI and other neurotechnologies, we are on a trajectory that creates exciting possibilities while posing new risks. It is imperative to think through BCI ethics.
That was Nancy Jecker of the University of Washington School of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.